All right, we're continuing our halacha journey. We're up to the very short, sweet halacha. Hey, kavanata brachot. Yichaven brachot per shemilas. When you say a bracha, you should have in mind the meaning of the words. Kishyaskir Hashem yichaven per shkriyato ba'ad nut shu'adon ako. When you say the word ado, i.e. yudkei vavkei, you should have in mind that he is the master of everything, which is a simple meaning of ado. Right? My master, my personal master, I have a personal relationship, as Rav Schwab points out. You should also think about the way that it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that God is, was, always will be. He's beyond time. So think about this. Why is it so important to think, to talk about God's timelessness? Perhaps we're drawing God close by calling him my personal master, but then we also have to realize that he's above any of our conceptions. And he's beyond anything we can imagine, beyond time, so he certainly could do anything, including, and that's really the whole point of davening, to really, and saying brachas, to bring that home. When you think, say the word Elohim, you should have intention that he's powerful and can do anything. Interestingly, you don't have to have in mind that he's din, you just have to have in mind that he can do He's a powerful, and he can do whatever we are asking for. The Mishnah Brura points out that the Vilna Gaon said that you only have to have in mind the way that it is read, i.e. Adonai, my personal master. You don't have to have in mind is, was, always will be to be Yotze. It's good to have that intention, but you don't have to. There is our modern post, can we say that the first time that you say God's name, you think he is, was, or always will be. He's the master of the world, and that should be my intention every time I say God's name, and that counts as if you said it every single time. Rav Kanievsky doubts that counts, but he says that better to say have that intention at least the first time than to never have that intention. And Rav Moshe Feinstein also says that you could just have in mind in general that God is, you know, a higher power, and you don't have to have any specific intention. Of course, we should try our best to think before we say God's name, not just throw it out of our mouth, really slow ourselves down, say it with intention. And at the same time, if, you know, we didn't, there's no need to feel terrible about ourselves. No need to be neurotic. We're trying our best to do the Ratzon Hashem. So there you go. Basically, try your best to think of God being our powerful God who loves us, who we have a personal relationship with. And we should have that in mind every time we say God's name to the best of our ability. This is especially important when we say Kriyat Shema. Then we really should try to have these intentions and the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. But like I said, I think that first bracha before we say Hashem's name in the morning is a great time to really concentrate about these kavanas. And who knows what endless reward is in store for us if we treat God with respect. As we know, it's one of the Ten Commandments to not disrespect God's name, so certainly God's mercy and reward is even stronger, times much, much, much his rachamim, if we really say his name with a lot of love and intention. Have a beautiful day. Can't wait to continue with Siman Vav tomorrow.